put that to the side and record.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Then, actually turn it
on. This pauses and this records. So on.
And then you slide it to the start.
Okay. All right, so we'll try to get the caches down today. So the first cache was from Brochus to Flamen Zion on the base. The cache on the Rabbeinu Tam. The Shir is in the area of Chala. Okay, so the base was Dibra Masu, Flamen Zion on the base in Brochus, Dibra Masu, Lechem Ma'asi Lukutu Patim and Chala. Okay. So, in the middle of the Tosfos says that Tosfos says that umetchila yinirla l'Rabbeinu Tam the dafka chayavim b'chala. So it's speaking about tchilasa sufkinim and so for iso chayavim nami b'chala. So Rabbeinu Tam has a special way of learning that. He learns that there was no isa to begin with. It was just a liquid mixture, very liquid. And we'll get more of background on Rabbeinu Tam when we go into Masechet Chala. But at any rate, in the end, they put it in a pan. So that's when it becomes Chala. So Rabbeinu Tam wanted to learn that it's chayav and chala, the dafka chayav and b'chala, the mitzvah chala, ba'od naniso, tichsev ariso sechem, ba'ol shem tchila iso, chayav b'chala. Rabbeinu Tam is talking about a different case.
It's impossible to hear
anything. Okay, yeah. Maybe someone.
Can we put
this maybe on top of the table before maybe it's closer to
Rebbe? Maybe get that way. Quarter inch. To be on the cell phone, to have access.
It's a good thing I forgot. Okay, go ahead.
That this case where it started off as.
Just say where it is.
It's in Lamed Zayin Rebbe's and Brachos Tosos Lacham, in the middle of the Tosos. The case is where it started off as a liquid batter.
No, it doesn't. He doesn't say that.
He just says, Sukkot?
No, but go further.
Okay. Dafka chayim b'chala, the mitzvah schala odin isa, the receiver is seichem, because the case is where it's when it's isa, and it's still chayim b'chala, because that's when the chiyah begins. V'hol shahayu mitchila isa chayim b'chala, avo min ha-maruz, the keturim, the ashavim, sukkotim, but now, since it's not bread, it's just sukkotim, pancakes or something, so therefore you're not
going to
make a
motzi. Yeah, this is a different Rabbeinu Tam, the way he's learning, it seems. Okay, but anyways, go ahead.
Lo nira, da'al le'el, katani na'lam la'achlan, by the case of the menachos, the kohen yi the menachos, mevarech alei ha'motzi, gav mincha, afapi, da'ashad him tzivganim, shem menachos, mitzivganos b'shemen. So you see that even though now it's not bread, it's really tzivganim, he's still coming, still making a motzi on the menachos. You see, he's still making a motzi, even though now it's sukkanim, because it started off as isa.
Okay, so in other words, even though it's chayav and chala, but first Rabbeinu Tam wanted to say it's pata from a motzi, because it's not really bread, it's really cake. So in the end, he said no. It brought a raya from the case in menachos that metchila was isa. And then they fry it up in oil and they make it into sufganim, which is like a doughy type of cake. And over there it says you make hamotzi. So Rabbeinu Tam says that it's not only chayav and chala, but it's also chayav in hamotzi. Okay. So the question we raise is that what does hamotzi have to do with chayav chala? Chayav chala is one thing. That's chala is a chiv on the isa. Hamotzi is totally in the nature of the food. It's not totally in the chiv chala. And as a matter of fact, the Rabbeinu Yonah criticizes the Rabbeinu Tam on this point, and that is on daf What is that?
The Chazayin Ra'al?
Yeah, but I think it, I don't know if it's the same as this Gemara. You got it?
Yeah.
Go ahead. What after you have Chazayin Ra'al?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So,
the near the Moria Rav Neru? Oh, yeah. Okay, so it's in Daf Chazayin Amar Aleph, in the Dape Arif, Daf Chazayin Amar Aleph. On the first, before the first Hai Teresa Dara, before the first Dibra Maschel. And he says over there, about 10 lines up, the near the Moria Rav Neru. Sheyesh Lahamed, go ahead.
Sheyesh Lahamed Chilek, the Davar, the Indian Zet.
Hadavar.
Sheim Haisabuloso Ava Mitchila, the Achakach Rachu Oso Aide Mashki, and so if it starts off as a thick dough, and then you loosened it up with liquid, Chayev Bechala, so it's Chayev, Shekim and Shekhari Sababuila Ava, Rosh Hashan is Chayev Bechala.
Right.
So once I had a moment where it was thick dough, that's when it became Chayev. Shechir b'chala, tali b'gilgo, because the chir b'chala is conditional on the kneading. Aval ein mevarchan alav hamotzi, but you still wouldn't be mevar, make a bracha hamotzi when you ate it. Shechir chas hamotzi, tali b'lachem, because hamotzi is conditional on the food you're eating being bread right now. V'zeh kivan shenizbat l'mitoras lachem, and since here you added the liquid water to the batter, it's no longer lachem when you bake it. Ein mevarchan alav hamotzi, v'lo gimel brachos, v'arachti v'zeh p'sachem.
Okay. So you see, the Rabbeinu Yonah brings out our question that the hamotzi is not totally in the chiyuv of challah. That since it's a thick dough, so it's chayev in challah. But hamotzi is not chayev. But hamotzi is not chayev in, because hamotzi is totally in the nature of what you're eating, and what you're eating is really a cake. So since it's totally in the fact of the nature of the food you're eating, and what you're eating is cake, so therefore you wouldn't make hamotzi. Simply, challah has nothing to do, the chi of challah has nothing to do with determining whether you make hamotzi or not. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah argues on the Rabbeinu Tam. But the Rabbeinu Tam is very difficult. What's it got to do with hamotzi? Okay, that's the question. That's the question number one. Okay. Question number two is the Rambam. Perek Vav, Hilchos Bikurim, Halacha Yud Gimel. Halacha Yud Beis, sorry.
Okay, Halacha Yud Beis. Should I just start from the end of it?
Yeah.
Okay. The Rambam brings down the klal for all the cases before him. Shein Chayev is Bechala, Le'isa Shesofo Le'afos Lech for my Kalava.
I bring down the case of Chama.
So if you make dough with the intent of drying it out in the sun, or to cook it in a pot with like a liquid, you're potter, for something that's made in the sun without fire is not considered bread. Shaloshin also b'mayin obidvash ochnos obloafia potter. You don't end up baking it. You're in potter. Shein chayev is bechala, because the only time dough is chayev in chala is ele isa shesofa le'afos lechem b'may chaladim. Is dough that's ultimately going to be baked as bread, and for people are going to eat.
Okay, so in short, in other words, ma'isa chamas is not bread because you're baking it in the sun. You're not baking it in an oven. And the only time you're chayev and challah is this formula, an isa, that sofo le'yafos lechem. It means it's baked lechem in a tanor, l'may chaladim, for human consumption. Okay, so that's the formula. Okay, now read the next halacha, Yud Gimel.
Isa, shalasha, tchila le'yaso, so, ma'isa chama. If you have dough where you initially needed it, to bake it in the sun. Vishlima laso sepas, but then you change your mind and you finish baking it in the regular oven and you made it into bread. Roshi gizchabal lafo sepas, vishlima laso semaisachama, or the opposite. you initially started with the intent with the intent to bake it as bread, but then you completed it in the sun.
In the sun. So you started off with an Esau, and you wanted to bake it as bread. But then you changed your mind, and you baked it in the sun. Correct?
Right.
So what is the halacha there?
So Hayavim Bechal.
Hayavim Bechal. So that seems to be an open contradiction to what he said before. He said, She'in Chayavis Bechala Elo Isa She'asofo Le'yofos Lechem L'maychaladam. Only if in the end it's going to be baked bread for human consumption. But over here he says openly, he says, He started the Gilgul HaEsau with the intention of Pas. But Vishlima Lasosa Maisachama. But what happened in the end? It was baked as in the sun. And he just said before, if it's baked in the, if the end of the process is that it was baked in the sun, it's not, that it was not baked, I should say. It was not baked in an oven, then you potter. So it's an open contradiction from the end of Halacha Yud Beis to the very second case in Halacha Yud Gimel, okay? Everybody see it? Okay, that was the second question. Okay, now we go to Hilchos Challah and the Ramban. It's at the end of Bechoros. Okay. The Ramban does not hold like the Rabbeinu Tam, but he explains a lot about it that you wouldn't get from just learning the Rabbeinu Tam. Brings out a lot of points. Okay, so where do we start from? It's in the very beginning, I think.
Very beginning of the
style? Yeah, pretty much. Page or two in.
Okay, got it. Should I start from
Elamir
or you
want
to start a little bit earlier? A little bit earlier. Okay, when we read Gemara Mizrachim, we start right? Yeah. Okay. The Dafka, the Nidman, Shalok Yogal, Al Isa shetchilasa sufganim, the sofa sufganim, petura minachala. So if the dough is first sufganim, pancake dough, and then you make it into pancakes, it's pata from chala. Chilasa sufganim, the sofa isa chayas bechala. The chayin hakundo kus chayavos. Amr b'shem and lakish. Halal ma'isel fasanim, and it really. Potter, because they're made in like a frying pan.
My office, yeah.
Right.
Can everybody hear?
What?
Okay, go ahead.
Rabbi Yochanan, my office, Chayavim, and Halalush, Asa Mechama, the case, my office really would be Chayav in general. And the case is over here where you're Potter, it's because you baked it in the sun. So the Ramban explains, the Kula Alma, Bein, Rabbi Yochanan, Bein, Rosh Lakish, your Siach, and the Sophisticate Chayav Bechal. The Namahu, so first you heated up the pan, and then you put this batter into the pan, the frying pan, you would definitely be chayav in challah, because that's bread. So the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rosh Lakish is when first you put in the batter, and afterwards you apply heat to the pan. Rosh Lakish sabar kemaisa chamahu uptiri, so that's basically equivalent to baking in the sun. Rabbi Yochanan Zavar Ma'is Ofes Loshnar Siach Lusav Hidvik Loshnar Hidvik Lusav Siach Namo B'Chay B'Chalav Adam Yotzim Oyedei Chavas On Pesach.
Okay,
and holds that it's Ma'is Ofes irrespective of whether you first apply the heat or put in the batter. It doesn't matter the order you did, and it's going to be bread, and you B'Chay B'Chal on it.
Okay, so you have Machlokes and Ilfis. In the case of Ilfis, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you're always Chayev. According to Rosh Lakish, you're Chayev except for one case. where you don't heat up the ilphus first, and where you apply the fire, the heat, to the ilphus and to the dough simultaneously. What's the difference? So yeah, anyone that bakes bread knows that there's a difference between a preheated oven and an oven that's not preheated. So what is the difference? The difference is if the oven is preheated or the skillet is preheated, so it puts a stop immediately to the process of chimutz, okay, to the rising process. However, if you put them both in together simultaneously, and they're both lukewarm, they're both room temperature, and then you apply heat to them, so then the rising process is more like the rising of a hot sun. That it doesn't put in an instantaneous stop to the rising process, but it goes on for a while. So that's where Rish Lakish holds that you wouldn't be chayev, because he holds that that's not really considered baking, because you're not really putting a stop to the rising process immediately with the heat of the metal. Okay, that's the machlokes. So what does he say? Okay, so he says simply we pass on Rabbi Yochanan. Okay.
That's chayev.
It's chayev.
Okay. So he quotes Rabbeinu Tam, and he's going to quote Rabbeinu Tam, who he thus disagrees with. Yika Amar, Hai Maisa Ilfis, the Pater Rish Lakish, Mechai Rabbi Yochanan. In this case, where the Mechogis Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan is, Dafka B'Daleisle Gilgal Mekara. It's talking about a case where you didn't really have a kneading of the dough, wasn't thick enough to knead it originally. That's where they have the Mechogis. Elakulu B'Dasan Rachaninu, the cases where it's the batter was liquid, a loose batter. There's like a loose batter, and then you put that batter into the frying pan or into the sun until it baked. That you have machlokes. V'achinam misparishle, because otherwise it would be chayav according to Rabbeinu Tam. V'achinam misparishle, hahid aminon hasam.
Okay, so let's just set forth what does Rabbeinu Tam hold? What does he hold, basically? So he holds that this Gemara on Ilfus is only where Blulasa Racha. Okay. Blulasa Racha means, like I said before, like for pancakes. It's a loose batter that you pour. So Rabbeinu Tam says that that's the whole machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, where it's a loose batter. And that's why it needs ilfus. That's why ilfus is mentioned in the Gemara, because it must have ilfus, because that's the only way you could bake it. You can't take a loose batter and pour it into an oven. Where are you going to pour it? So therefore, the Rabbeinu Tam learns that the ilfus case is speaking bedafka, where you need an ilfus and where it's a loose batter. However, what if it's a firm batter, like a regular batter that you use for bread? Over there, Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. He says, there everybody holds a chayiv. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Even if in the end you make it into cakes, doesn't matter. As long as you had the batter, that it was a regular batter for bread initially, so then it has a din of Esau, and it's chayav b'chala immediately. And the Ramban disagrees. What does he say? Oh, what are you up to? I'm sorry, I went up to Ramban yet. Go ahead.
Okay. But if you actually do Gilgal, you actually need the dough, then it doesn't make a difference how you end up baking it, you're always going to be chayav. And that's how he learns the safe of that Mishnah Ramban just quoted, is where it begins as Isa and ends up as Sufganim. You're chayav, then be in the Gilgal, achayva, ulam miftri laolam. And since once, as soon as you need the dough, you become chayiv and chala, and you never become potter after that. Yahu pisha, sab ilfas of chama, it doesn't matter how you end up, it's still going to be chayiv.
Yeah, that's Rabbeinu Tam. No matter how you end it, doesn't matter. As long as it was an Esau, for one time, for the normal time of Esau, so you made a regular Esau, so it's chayiv. And once it's chayiv, the chiyuv never falls off. So you could fry it in a baking pan. You could do anything you want with it, But the thing is, it's always going to be chayev b'chala. Okay.
Vafilisos klavim shenaron ochla menu mishas gilgol achayev v'sula miftura el kulu hanik tur the chala mishas gilgol. So every case where you have a p'tur and chala v'shalom gilgol, it's always talking about where you didn't need the dough.
Where was the loose batter?
The loose batter.
So Rabbeinu Tam is going to learn the case of the dogs, where the roan don't eat from it. So it was speaking where it was a loose batter. So since it was a loose batter, so if the roan eat from it, so then it's like ilfus, and it'll be chayev. But if the roan don't eat from it, so then it's like chama. Okay.
And Rabban says, "Vanan lo chazin al hatzvar, v'lo salka lon yogin." Rabban does not like this svar. The ha anan isa shetchilas a sukkanim tanan. The Mishnah says isa that begins as sukkanim. The shamas mina the kula isa ninu. So you see that it's all called isa. The lab isa ninu, because according to Bein Tam, you say it since it's loose batter, it's not going to be really isa. Habli the misni sukkanim shetchilas a sukkanim peturim. It should have said changed. It shouldn't have called it Isa that begins as Sufganim. It should have said Sufganim in the beginning and ends as Sufganim is Pater. Chilasa Isa was in Sufganim. Sufganim was Isa Hayavim. And it should have said Isa that begins as Isa and ends as Sufganim is Hayavim. La Sufganim lav Isa in him, because according to Rabbeinu Tam, Sufganim is not Isa. Those are two opposite things. How could it call it Isa that's Sufganim? Vahakanami Tanan. Isa Seklav is Manshavron Opli Menah. The chulu, the alma isa. So you see, the Mishnah again calls it isa. The laka ella, the roan ochli mena, the ain ochli mena. It's all contingent on whether they eat from it. Vade hasam ashkacham b'yushami. The free shiva and the yushami there explains that case. Eiz v'isus klavim rishim melakish omer kol shir b'morsa. Masnisa amar kain his mantra ochli mena amim shein ochli mena. So it's probably
the
case where you mix in
brand
or something.
Okay, so jump to the end already, because
just get that right?
Yeah, just go to the kavana. The list.
Okay, the kiva, the maskana, hachin, shamina, mina, this is klavim.
Right, good.
Afilu asa mi solas nikiya kimatzasa shashlomo kiva that daik the klavim betumin hachala vachinam at the end of sifkanim. So you see, it goes by the person's das, that even though you made it with a perfectly good flour and perfectly good dough, but since it was a das for the dogs, you're patin chala, and the same thing is, we have in mind for it to become pancakes, apple pish, gilgal isa kidarka, even though you needed the dough, like a regular dough, kivan dal das la sos sufranim, who should gilgal, since your intent, when you were needing it, was that you become pancakes, and you, and not only did you have the intent, but you actually, that's what you followed through and you actually made it to pancakes. Peturo, v'hai divrei kol hai, and this is everybody, nobody argues on this point. The adkan lo pli elabiz as a klavim, should the tchilas of a sofa isa, the nefes patana v'lechem gamarhu. Because they're only arguing about where you made it for the dogs and you baked it like regular bread. The whole problem there is kavan that lefum hachi chayshi Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Lakish shem yichalik lechal romi mena. And that's why you need to put on all these things as shinoi, because it looks like regular bread. Aval sufganim shesofon mechiyah hatchilason. But in the case where it's clear, it looks like pancakes. Kol modim shalchan achadat shaladam. Then everything is contingent upon what the person is thinking when he makes it. If when you start making it, your intent is to make sufganim and you actually make sufganim nipater. Chilas gilgol al das isa stam. But if when you're first kneading it, you're just making regular dough, the nimlach is sufganim, and then you change your mind after you kneaded the dough and you decided to bake it as sufganim. Chayeves shekfar nischayev mishas gilgol, then you're going to be chayev because since you kneaded the dough stam, without the das sufganim, it's regular dough, and you'd be chayev at that point. Gilgal das sufganim v'nimlach. But if you knead the dough with the intent of making sufganim, and then you change your mind, v'nimlach shelo lasos sufganim, you change your mind not to make the pancakes, elo isa stam, v'dav ra'aper, chayevus. And then if you switch to bake it as regular bread, then you would be chayev. Right, so it's summarizing.
Okay. Yeah, in other words, there's three cases in the Mishnah. First case is Trilasa Sufganim v'Sofa Sufganim. That's the beginning is Sufganin and the end is Sufganin. So it's Pater. Second case is Tiloso Esau. The first, you actually began making a dough, and the end is that you made it into Sufganin. So then it's Chayevus. Why? Because it began as a dough. Okay. And the third case is if you begin with Sufganin, and the end is Esau. So it's also Chayevus. So that's strange that those two cases are both Chayevus. Whether you begin as an Esau, and then you change it to Sufganin, or whether you begin with Sufganin and then you change it into Esau. Either case is going to be Chayev. Okay. So the Rambanic will explain that. But there's one thing we have to explain. We forgot to explain in the Rabbeinu Tam. Because the Rabbeinu Tam is going to be a bit difficult. Because the Rabbeinu Tam maintains that the halacha is that if it's really if it's an Esau, you're Chayev. The moment you have an Esau, you're Chayev. Correct?
Right.
Okay. And then, but then he also is moda that if it's Bluloso Racha and you put it into the Ilfis, then you're also Chayev. And in that case, there's no Isa. So how does he reconcile that? Okay, that's something that we didn't explain in Rabbeinu Tam. You follow? That they had two cases there. So the answer is like this according to Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, there are two machayevim. One machayev is when you initiate the first process of baking, and that is when you make an Esau. Esau is the first process. So if you do that, the Esau is chayev. But the second case is where you short-circuit the process. You know, you eliminate Esau, and all you have is really Lasa Racha, which is not an Esau, but you jump right away to the Ilfis, and you make the lechem produced by the Maisa Ilfis. So you still have lechem from the second process, but you don't have the normal case. So there you're chayev, according to Rabbeinu Tam, because of the second case. That's a different chayev. Two chayevim. One chayev is b'shas Esau, and then there's another chayev if you bypass the process of Esau, and you go directly to the process of lechem, so then you're also chayev. So Rabbeinu Tam has two cases of chayev. But the second case is like a secondary case because you bypass the process of Esau. Okay? But nevertheless, the Torah is still machayev you. In other words, the second halacha is that the Torah is machayev you not only if you engage in the real process of baking bread, which is you make an Esau, then you definitely chayev. You're chayev immediately according to Rabbeinu Tam, no matter what happens afterwards. But he also has another case where it's Bluloso Racha, that you skip the process of Esau. And you just have a Bablila that's loose. That's a liquid batter. So there you're only chayev when the bread is produced. That's when the Ilfis produces it, the frying pan of the Ilfis. But that's the second chayev. Okay? So he has two chayevim. In other words, the Torah didn't let you go free if you bypass the process of Esau. But Esau is the normal process. But if you bypass it and you go straight to Melechem, you're also chayev. That's Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, that's Rabbeinu Tam. But the Ramban disagrees with him. Because Ramban maintains you have Kasher Rabbeinu Tam.
So he's saying...
Yeah, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the only time you putter is if you don't have an Esau, and you also don't have lechem because you didn't use an ilfis. Okay? Let's say you use a frying pan. So you made pancakes. So then he holds you'll be pater. Because you have neither. You have neither Esau nor lechem. But if you use an ilfis according to Rabbeinu Tam, it'll come out like a matzah. It'll come out crisp, like a ready to eat. Like just like bread. Okay? What's that?
Isn't an ilfis a
The Ramban, however, argues with Rabbeinu Tam. He holds that the only time you're going to be chayev is if you have an Esau, and you bake it for the purpose of lechem. But if you bake it for the purpose of sufganin, you're going to be pater. So you need both. You need the Esau and the afiyah. So that's why the case of the roim depends completely on his kavana. If his kavana is for Michael Behema, so he's pater. it is kavonis for machalav mischayev. And the same thing with Sufgana. If to begin with he has an isa, and he made it for the purpose of Sufganin, and he carries it through for Sufganin, so then it's putter. But now here it's a little tricky. But if he made it to begin with for the purpose of lechem, and then he changed his mind and made it for the purpose of Sufganin, there even Ramban holds Yechayev. Because when he made it to begin with, he made it Yechayev because he made it for the purpose of lechem. Then he switched his mind in the middle and made it for the purpose of Sufganin. So he can't switch his mind. So Ramban holds Yechayev in that case. And the third case is where he starts off as Sufganin, and his kavana Sufganin, and he makes an Isa, and then later he changes for lechem. So there the Ramban holds you be chayev, but there is very simple why, because the end of the first part of the process he can completely discount because it was just Sufganin, and that's not machayev yon chala. But then when he switched his mind, he still had a regular Isa, and he had intent to make it into bread, so he's going to be chayev. So the Ramban, the last case is very good according to Ramban. The only case that requires some analysis according to Ramban is the middle case. Why is it if in the beginning he starts off as lechem with the Esau, and he has kavana, l'shem lechem, but then he switches in midway and he wants to make sufganim. So there, the Ramban will hold Yechayev. But why should you be Chayev if he changed and he never actually made lechem? He actually made sufganim. Okay, that's a little bit of a problem. Okay, but we'll hold that problem for a moment. And now we'll go further than the Ramban. Okay.
The Makdish flower, and then the Gizbar in the Rishus Hekdish does the kneading of the dough. The Gigula Gizbar, Achach Badasa, and then you redeem the dough. Peturo, your Patern Chala, Shabashas Chavasa, I said Peturo. Because the moment when it became Chayev, it should have, it was in the Rishus Hekdesh, it was Pater. So why is that different than the case where you do it Al Das Sufganim, and then later on you change and decide to bake it as bread? Why don't you say Bishas Chavasa, I said Petura? Right?
Right, okay. Does everybody understand? In other words, you have a case in the Gemara. Where was it in the Mishnah? I think it is that he takes the flour and he gives it to Hegdish. So the Gizbar makes it into dough. So he makes it into an Isa. So the halacha is if he redeems the dough right after the Gizbar makes it into an Isa, he redeems it and he takes it back and he finishes the process. So then we say he's putter. So the Ramban asks, why is that different than that case which I told you before is a little troublesome, where he makes it first. The other case. The case where he makes it first in Esau, why is that different where he makes it first in Esau, and then he changes his mind and he makes it into...
The other one?
He does all that Sufganim.
Right.
And then later he makes him thesis.
Right. Both times when Shas Gilgal was on Chayev.
And both times with Shas Gilgal, he was on Chayev. But that's the third case. Right? He makes it, he starts off with Sufganim, and then he makes it into, in the end, he makes it into, he changes his mind. But the Ramban holds, you can change your mind even at the end of the process. So why is that different than Hegdish? Hegdish also changed his mind at the end of the process. So what's the difference between those two cases? Okay, that's his question. In other words, case three is where he starts off for Sufganin and he changes his mind. And he makes it into a lechem. But even if he changes his mind at the end of the process, it's still good. Okay? So he asks the question, why is that different than Hegdish? Hegdish also, he redeemed it. And now it's the end of the process, and he changed his mind, and the halacha is that he's pater. Why is he pater by Hektish, and why is he chayev by Sufganim? Okay.
So the answer is, Hasam, in the case of the Hekdesh Mechusar Maisa. Hacha b'mivula b'alma u'maisa shebesof motzi midei mashava.
Say it again. Hasam.
Hasam Mechusar Maisa. That's by the Hekdesh case. Hacha b'mivula b'alma. I don't know what that means.
Yeah. How does
the
Rabbi Eliona, I mean the round. Yeah. You take the round. Take the round on that one. we're switching to the round.
Yud
Aleph. Yud Aleph. Okay. I'm a base. Right? No? Someone Aleph in yours? Oh, yeah, okay.
He says, Yishlomar, the Lodam, the Hasan, the Chusar Maisa, the Hacha, by the case of Sivdanim, Lav Mechusar Midi, El Shim Lachalah, the only thing that's lacking is they should change your mind. Dodach, Maisa Shibisof, Motzi Midi and Achrava.
Okay. So we don't understand what he's answering, what he means by his answer. He says that there's a difference. Because by Hekdesh is Mechusar Maisa. What does it mean, Mechusar Maisa? It means the act of Gilgul, Ha'isa, is lacking because Hekdesh is completely removed from Mechala. So the Maisa Gilgul turns out was completely Biptur. It had no Shachas to Chiyuv because Hekdesh is excluded. So the act of Gilgul is worthless vis-a-vis Chala. Okay? But over here, where he was making Sufganin, you can't say this action is completely like nothing. Because all that's missing is for him to change his mind and to bake it and come out and it'll come out baked. The Maisa will be baking. So he just, all that's lacking is to change his mind and actually bake it. And he says, and the Maisa, so far, Mochiach al Chilaso. Is that his lesson?
He says,
Okay. So he says, Maisa Shebesof, Motzi Midei Machshava. So he says, by Hekdesh, you can't say the Maisa is going to be Motzi Midei Machshava, because the Maisa doesn't carry any value. But over here, the Maisa is a good Maisa. The only problem is, he's doing it for the purpose of what? For the purpose of Sufganin, so all he needs is to change his mind and bake it. And then the Maisa Shebesof will be Motzi Midei Machshava. Because the Ramban is asking, this Isa, how are we going to define the Isa? Initially he wanted it to be Sufganin. Now he's changed his mind. So why do we consider it, why do we go by the way he changed his mind? Maybe we should go by the way he thought of it at first. So the Ramban says no, because the Maisa is Motzi Midei Machshava. The first was a Machshava that he wanted to make Sufganin. But later, when he changed his mind, there's a Maisa, because the Maisa is that when he bakes it. So he changed his mind to make bread, and then he has a Maisa that he bakes it. So then, the Maisa is Motzi Midei Machshava. His initial Machshava was the Isa should be Sufganin. But his final Machshava, which includes a Maisa, is really that it should be what? It should be bread. So Maisa is Motzi Midei Machshava. Okay, so the question we ask is like this. The question we ask is, what do you mean Maisa Motzi Midei Machshava? You have to take challah when it's an Isa, not afterwards. That's B'dieved. You have to Mitzarif Pasal, that's a separate halacha. But over here, when the Maisa comes, it's too late already, because the Maisa is the Afia. So how could the Ramban say, So it turns out all he did was he changed his mind. So why should one mind overrule the other mind? First he had in mind to make a sufganin, and now he changed his mind. He has a mind to make a lechem. So there's no maisa until later. And the maisa later, it's too late, because he wanted to machayev him in the isa right now. That's when you take challah. The Ramban agrees with the Ben Atam that you mafresh challah min ha'isa. That everybody agrees with. So what is Ramban saying? That Maisa is Motzi Midei Machshava. He's trying to differentiate between them, between the case of Hekdesh. So he says, by Hekdesh, the Gilgul's nothing. But But over here it's something, and all you need is for him to change his mind, and then you'll have Maisa Mosim De Machshav. Which Maisa? The Maisa of baking? That's too late. You have to take Chalab when it's an Isa. So how will the Maisa later help? Where is that Maisa? So it's just his Machshav that he changed his mind. So he changed his mind, so why should one Machshav be superior to another Machshav? So that was the question we lodged against the Ramban. Okay? Oh, so to summarize, we have three questions. The first question is, according to Rabbeinu Tam, what does Schi of Chala have to do with Birkas HaMotzi? And first Rabbeinu Tam wanted to divide them, which would have seemed to be the right way to go. But then he changed his mind because he brought a raya from Kachim. But it doesn't seem to make any sense. If the product is a sufganim, the product is a doughy substance like a cake, Why should you make a motzi on it? Okay, just because you chayav and challah is undiluted. And Rabbeinu Yonah agrees with that, supports that question. That was the first question. Second question was from the Rambam, Perek Vav Hilchos Bikurim, that he explains that ma'isa chama is not what? Is not considered baking. And he says the only time you chayav is if it is a dough that in the end that will be baked as lechem for the purpose of human consumption. Okay? And then in the very next halacha, halacha Yud Gimel, he says, if he was maschil to bake pas, and he completes it in the sun, so he holds it yechayev. But he just said before, the only time yechayev is when the end of the day, you actually baked it as lechem. And over here you didn't, clearly. So the Rambam, it seems, is...
Put on your mutes, please. We can hear you.
So the Rambam simply, clearly, asserts himself. And the third question is the question that we just asked on the Ramban, which is that according to the Ramban, he asks what's the difference. In other words, in the case, in the third case, where he bakes it as... as of Ganon, and then he changes his mind. So Ramban says, what do you mean? The Isa was defined as cake. So the Ramban says, no, because Maisa is Motzim Dei Machshava. It's only lacking to change his mind, and then Maisa. And what does it mean by it's only lacking to change his mind? What does that mean? If he changes his mind, that doesn't do anything. That just makes it one mind against the other mind. And then he says, and plus the fact that you have Maisa. Somehow he adds that in. Plus the fact, so it's Maisa, Motzim, Dei Machshava. But that, as we said before, is too late. Because when you have that Maisa, it's when he's baking it. Okay? When he's baking it, it's too late. It's Chayav and Challah when it's an Isa. That everybody holds from. So how, but at the time of Isa, it's just one intention against another intention. So it's mind against mind. So how could it be, why should we go by his last decision? Why don't we go by his first decision? Or maybe a suffix? Okay, those are the questions. All right, we'll stop here, Bussi. You're right, I forgot about that. Yeah, all right, shall I leave for tomorrow? No. Okay, so yeah, we had another question. Question on the Ramban. That how could the Ramban say, the Ramban says that you need Maisa Midei Machshava, so why is it if he starts off as Lechem? He starts off with an Isa as Lechem. And then he changes his mind, and he decides to make Sufganim. So the Ramban holds Yechayev. That's the second case, the middle case. So our question was, why should he be Chayev if he never actually baked it? He never actually baked it. He only started off he wanted to bake it, but there was no mice over there. He never baked it. So why don't I say the other way? Say that his machshava later for Sufganin should be motzi from the machshava, the first machshava of pas But no, there he says, if you had an Issa with Pas, like he tells like a Benatam there, it seems. If you have an Issa with Pas, you're Chayev. And then if you change to Sufganim, you can't get out of it anymore. Even though he has in mind to bake it as Sufganim, and he does bake it as Sufganim. There we don't say Maisa Motz Midei Machshava. Why don't we say in that middle case, remember there are three cases. First case is Tchilas of a Sofa Sufganim. Second case is Tchilas of Lechem Sofa Sufganim. And the third case is the opposite. Tchilas of Sufganim and Sofa Lechem. So in the second case, we asked already on the Ramban from the third case, but in the second case, where he initially he wants it to be bread, and then he changes his mind, Sufganim. So the Ramban says, no, he's Chayev. Because the moment he wanted it to be bread, and it's an Issa, it's Chayev. That's Rabbeinu Tam's Svara. That's not, the Ramban is not like that. So according to Ramban, when he changed his mind and wanted to make it to Sufganim, so why don't we say that Maisa, and he bakes it at Sufganim, why don't we say that Maisa motzim de machshava? Just like he says later. You follow? So it's four questions we have, really. I thought there were four, okay. Okay, boss, I will continue tomorrow.
Sure.
All right, so we're doing the Reb Chaim, paragraph of Achyites. Nachtam, she'osa iso, asosa so'or, l'chalka, chayeves b'chala. She'en lo timocher, yasa na'pas. So, and if it makes it pas, so it's going to be ma'ar of it altogether. Avalosa iso l'chalka, Batsi Petura. So only by Nachtum do we say that Yechayev. But a regular Isha that makes a Batsi and she's Megargal the Iso, having in mind to do what? To break it up into pieces, to Mechalgo. So the Rama says it's Pata. So the Ravid asks, he says, Nirmana Gemara, Sha'afu Isha, Sha'osa Iso, Lechalgo, Chayev is Bechalgo. Shema techala, Shema timlach, lasos leisa. Maybe she'll change her mind. Okay. So the Ravid asks on the Rambam, is an open Gemara that says that she might change her mind. And if she might change her mind, she will be just like the Nachum, and she'll be chayev in chala. So therefore, she's chayev in chala, the Rambam. So how could the Rambam paskin that what? That she's pata. I'm eliminating a lot. I just want to get down to the main point. Okay. Okay, so we'll jump to the next paragraph. V'hine be'emes, arei l'kuli alma v'chod nachtam v'isha. The nachtam is different than isha. The nachtam daita me'ikar al beis advarim. O v'chalko, o v'aso, so pas. V'chayeves, Isasa midaraisa bachala. Dare daito hoisa lachatchila gamasa sopas. Mashain can be isha. Daito mavureres lachatchila rak lachalka. She only has a mind from lachalka. Uputura tachila midaraisa. Mechala. Meputura mechala midaraisa. Kol's mind shalo nimlacha. As long as she didn't change her mind, she's put midaraisa. Rak liacha she nimlacha. Yeshloma the Chayevas Bechala. But after she changes her mind, then we say she's Chayevas Bechala. Ulam Kodam Shinin Bechala, Adayim Petura. But before she's Pater. So there's a simple differentiation between Nachtom and between Isha.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But the Ravid asks from the Gemara that says that what goes across Shema Timlach. So over here too, the Rambam should have said Shema Timloch and be Mechayev Amid Rabbanim. So the Nachtom he's learning is Chayev Midaraisa because he has Bedas to really make a full Isa. But the Isha doesn't have Bedas, but what goes Amid Rabbanim, she might change her mind. So what happened to the Rambam there? He forgot the Gzera Amid Rabbanim. Okay, so the Rambam should have mentioned Gzera Amid Rabbanim. Okay, so now Reb Chaim jumps to another halacha in the Rambam, and that's in Perek, what is it, Zion?
Yeah.
Perek Zion halacha tes. That Shnei Yisraelim, שעשו כך, וחוזר כל אחד אחר שחלקו, והוסיפו על חלקו עד שישלימו לשיר הרי זה פטור. So the Rambam has a case where you have two chaverim, and they have in mind when they make nisus to divide it among the two of them. So they have in mind l'chalek. Okay. And then each one gets half. And then each one adds flour to the shear, till they arrive at the shear. So the Rambam paskins on that case, that is potter. Why? Shekvar hoysala shaschova v'heinu yipturim bosa shal. So the Rambam says, since it was Bishas Chiyuva, they had a mind to divide it, okay, they had a mind to divide it, so that means that Bishas Chiyuva, there was a Ptur. So whenever you have a Ptur, the Ptur is Chal Olamas. If it's Chal Bishas Chiyuva, so the Ptur is intrinsic, and it's Chal Olamas. So therefore the Rambam says, that even if each one takes his half and adds flour to the point where they have a shear, so the Rambam says it's still butter, because the essential isa was butter from challah when it was shas chiyuva to begin with, when it was one piece to begin with, and they had in mind to divide it. Okay, yeah. The Ravid over there argues. He says, what's the difference between this case and a case where a guy makes his Esau out of little pieces, and then he presses them together, or he puts them together in a basket that they're chayavim. So the Rambam says, why isn't it true? According to the Rambam, once he adds more flour, now it should be no different than a case where you have separate pieces, and then you press them together and they become one piece. And once they become one piece, you're chayiv. So that's the exact case in the Rambam. He had Martin Mechalek. Okay, and he was Mechalek. But then later, he added flour. So when he added flour, he fulfilled the shear. Once you have the shear, you should be chayiv. Just like a person that originally made what is it called again? Made kavan. You make kavan means pieces. So why isn't that the same thing as a person that made pieces and the shichon, and then he pressed them together? So now he has a shina. So the Ram also has a shina, because it's true it was put to one, he split it in half, but now he had the flour and he has enough flour. So why isn't he chayiv? Okay. So the Reb Chaim says, so you see the Rambam and the Ravid argue also in the case where it makes an Esau Manas L'Chalka, if Bishas Chavasa it was Petura, should it be a Petura forever like the Rambam says or not? Okay. Yeah, now hold on for a minute. So in short, the Rambam holds that since the Ptur was Chal B'Shas Chiyuva, so they're Patur Olamas. And even if you add flour, it won't help you if you're Mashal Mashiach. Right. But the Ravid maintains, no, that once you're Mashal Mashiach, so now you're Chayiv.
So it explains the first Rambam.
Right. So that would explain the first Rambam.
Once you have that
the Isha is not Chayevis, because we don't say Shema Temloch. Because even if she will be change her mind, she still won't be chayevus, because b'shas chiyuva she was potter, because she had in mind to split it to break it into pieces. So that's why the Rambam paskens over there also that there's no chiyuv of shema timloch, because she changes her mind. What's going to happen? She's going to make it into one isa. But the Rambam holds that once you potter, you potter olamis. So the Isha as well will be Ptur Olamas. So the Reb Chaim says that the Rambam's Lushitaso, he's consistent, and he maintains that once a Ptur is Chal, it's Chal Olam Vod. So therefore by the Isha, It's the exact same case as by the two Yisraelim who have a p'tur, b'shas chiyuva, but then they split her up. But you can never bring it back. You can never be mashed. Because once you have a p'tur, it's a p'tur all. Okay.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Question.
1 second. Yeah. So Rav Chaim gives a simple answer for the machlokas. The question is a simple one. The question is, when a person has a mind to be mechalak, is it considered as if now it's considered nechlak? Okay, plus he has a mind. So if that's the case, so it's now it's nechlak, so it's not shaschiyuva. Okay, so then it's just like... it's just like... What?
Kavan.
Kavan. That's right. It's like Kavan. Thanks. So then it's just like Kavan. But you don't have to learn that way. You can learn that at the time, since it's a complete Esau, it remains a complete Esau. But the fact that it will in the future, it will have been split, so that's the poter. The poter is al shem ha'osin, that since it will at a certain point become split, so that's why it's poter. Because at the end of the day, it will be split. So really now, it's a full Esau. So a full Esau is chayevus. But the p'tur is because it will be split at a certain point. It's omedes to be split. And since it's omedes to be split, so it's p'tur. So if you say that, so then it's a p'tur. Because right now, it's a full Esau. And why is it p'tur? Because it has a certain p'tur that it's omedes, it will be split. So if it's a p'tur, so then it's a p'tur olamus. That's the Rambam. Because once you have a p'tur, it's a p'tur olamus. Then Rav Chaim goes one step further. And he says that you don't have to say that it's olamus, but what you have to say, but you can't say simply, because the person has b'machshava, that they will split it, so then that renders it split. We'll come back to that in another minute. Okay. But that's the basic answer. According to the Ravid, it's considered split now. So if it's split now, it's pater completely. And according to the Rambam, it's a full Esau. But there's a p'tur that's omedes, it will be in the future become split. So anything which in the future will become split has a p'tur. So therefore, since it has a p'tur, so it's a p'tur alonis. Because anytime you have a chalos p'tur, it's a p'tur alonis. So that's why the Rambam holds pater, and that's why the Ravid holds chayev. Because according to the Ravid, it's considered split now, so it's not p'tur. It's not shasliyuva, never was shasliyuva. So then if you add later in your mashlim, so you're creating a new shasliyuva. Mm-hmm. According to the Rambam, no, it's a full Esau. Mm-hmm. But there's a separate, because that is a custom of p'tur, because it's a medis to become split. So that's why now in the Esau Bishlei Musa, it's chal a p'tur. Once a p'tur is chal in the Esau Bishlei Musa, so it will never be paka alamas. That's the machlokas. Okay? All right, I think that's pretty clear. Okay. Okay, so for all intents and purposes, that's the end of the second paragraph. Okay. So now we're up to in the Rav Chaim Ella. That's the third paragraph. And the Rav Chaim wants to prove now, he's going back on the Ravid. The Ravid came out very good, because the Ravid came out simply that it's considered chalukah me'achshav, and that's like never is a chiyuv. So you can't speak about a p'tur if there's no chiyuv. Okay. So he says there's two reasons why you can't say that. The first reason I don't fully understand, but whatever. He says, he seems to learn like this, that if you say it's chalukah achshav, it means that the machshava achshav is chal. Then why do I consider it chalukah achshav? Not because of some fancy casuistries, but simply because he has machshava achshav, so that's why it's chal. So he says, if that's the case, what difference does it make if he has in mind to do it kodem afi or lacharfi? Even lacharfi should help. And Lachafi, the Gemara says, Mishnah, or Gemara says, doesn't work. So that's a raya that you can't say it's considered chalukah, achshav, Mishas Machshava. But he has a better idea. He says, and this is really the crux of the ingenuity of the Reb Chaim. He has a better idea. The better idea is that it's virtually impossible to say that it's considered Chalukah Achshav. Why? Because if you're going to say it's Chalukah Achshav, so then there's no Chiyuv. So now let's take a look. How does the Ravid learn? The Ravid learns that Midrabanan, you have to give Maisa now. Why? Because maybe the woman will change her mind. And if she changes her mind, so then she'll be Chayiv and Chala. So that's why the Chachamim said that she should give Chala now. So Reb Chaim says, if you're going to, how is that possible? Because right now we're saying the rabbit hole is considered as if it's split and there's no Chiyuv. So it comes out that when she gave Chala now, there was no Chiyuv. And then when she changes her mind, so now there's a Chiyuv Midaraisa. So how could the Chala from before work when it wasn't even Chayiv and Chala before? That's an amazing kasha. That's like an unbelievable kasha. Okay, in other words, the Ravid says that she has to give Chala now because maybe she'll change her mind. But right now, if you're going to tell me it's considered like it's Chala, so it means there's no Chiyuv. So she's giving Chala when there's no Chiyuv Chala. So how could, if she changes her mind later, how is this going to help her later? For later. Later she'll be Chayiv and Chala Midaraisa. And she will have given Chala, which was worthless, because that wasn't giving Chala, because there was no Chiyuv Chala at all. So therefore, Reb Chaim says, you must say that the Ravid holds, like the Rambam, like we explained the Rambam before, that even though she had the Das L'Chalka, it still is considered one full Isa. And it's still considered Shas Chiyuva. So if it's considered Shas Chiyuva, so the question is, what's the Machlokas, the Rambam and the Ravid? But let's forget about that for a second. What is he saying? It's considered Shas Chiyuva. Okay. So if it's considered Shas Chiyuva, so the question will be the following. Yeah, so if it's considered Shas Chiyuva, so the question is, so why do you have to say that it's a gzera? That maybe she's going to change her mind. It's Shas Chiyuva now. So the answer is apparently because she has a p'tur. Because even though it's a full Isa now, but since what? Since she has B'das L'Potra, B'das L'Chalka, so it's a p'tur. And the p'tur is Chal now. So she's p'tur. So Hadju Kusha Duchte. So the kasha comes back. If she's pater, what is her prime saying? If she's pater now, so how is it going to help her later if she changes her mind? You have the same kasha again. Because right now she's pater because she has B'das L'Chalka. He's learning like the Rambam, that it's a p'tur. But if it's a p'tur, so it comes out that when she gave Chala min ha'pater. And it was worthless. And now she changed her mind. She's going to be chayiv now again. And how could you possibly say that the chal that she gave before will be good? This is a question on the Reb Chaim. What is Reb Chaim saying? So Reb Chaim is well aware of this problem. So he says the following. He says, it's true she has a p'tur. But the fact is that really now it's an Isa Shlema. And therefore, it's chala din of kriyas shem, that if she gives chala, it has a din of giving chala. But if she does, but she's not chayiv to give chala. But if she gives chala, it has a din of giving chala. That's what Reb Chaim says. So the question is, what kind of halacha is that? Where do we find halacha in the world that a person is patur min hadavar and he does it and it has a chalos? Nevertheless, it has a chalos. It doesn't make any sense. And that's why in the back of the Reb Chaim, the Chazon Ish asks this question. He says, what's Reb Chaim answering? That there's a din kriyas shem over here. That if you give chala, it has a shem chala. But you tell me that simultaneously, you tell me that there's a p'tur. Because she has a mind l'chalka. And that's a p'tur mehashta. So there's just like the Rambam. So if that's the case, if there's a p'tur, how could she have a kiyum of giving chala? Okay, that's the kasha on Reb Chaim. Okay, so we have to explore, we have to understand the answer to this question. It's a very powerful question. If you don't answer this question, you can't go further than that. You're not going to get there behind. Okay. All right. So we said the following. If you take a look carefully at the Rambam before, first he said that it's potter because it's omedes, l'chalek. But then he made a little bit of a deviation in his lashon. He said because the machshava was l'chalek. There's a big difference between the two. What he did, he got you thinking in line of the fact that it's omedes. But then he came around and he said, it's not a matter of omedes, it's a matter of the das. So if the das plays out the idea that it will be potter, he's going to be mechalek, that's a special p'tur in das. It's a special exer sakasim. It's not potter because it's omedes. Because omedes doesn't make sense, because why should omedes mean anything? But right now it's not. So therefore, omedes is not valid. He only used that omedes to introduce you to a concept. The concept being, it's the machshava. That in challah we go basa machshava. Machshava is a reality in challah. So therefore, the machshava, l'chalka, is a reality of l'chalka. In the realm of machshava, in the reality of machshava, that is considered real. So therefore, since it's considered real, that he split it, so that's a p'tur. So the p'tur of machshava will be effective, okay? But the p'tur, you have to remember, comes from machshava. Okay. So how does that help us? Yeah, so the way it helps us is the following. That since it's a p'tur of machshava, so it's a separate gzeres hakosim. It's like a gzeres hakosim v'yotzei makom acher. So it has nothing to do with the Esau itself. It's just an extraneous gzeres hakosim. That since he had the das, and since in challah the reality is according to the das, so if the reality is according to the das, so then there's a p'tur. Because the p'tur goes according to the das. And the das is the reality. So therefore, you have a special p'tur, and the gavra has a special p'tur on the chi of challah. But the Esau itself remains unaffected because the Esau is an Esau shlema. And the p'tur has nothing to do with the Esau. So therefore, since it has a shem Esau, so if you mafrish challah, so you could say you mafrish challah min the Esau. It has a din of being mafrish. So that's the answer. That's why you can't bring back that question. The question of a chazonish, namely that if she's potter, so how could she be chayav later when she's nimloch? If she's potter, how could she not be chayav later? If I say potter, why don't I say again that it's not considered afrasha? The answer is because the nature of the p'tur is a new gzeres hakasav of machshava. That the reality of challah goes according to the reality of machshava. That's the gzeres hakasav. And the reality of machshava is he's going to split it. So that reality takes place now and gives it a din of nechlek al shnayim, which is a p'tur. So since you have that p'tur, so the p'tur is chal. But as you can see, the p'tur has nothing to do with reality. It's an extraneous p'tur that the din machshav is effective. And since the din machshav creates the reality, so that's a separate halacha of p'tur. But the actual reality is that it's an Esau, and the Esau has not been affected. So that's why a kriyas shem will be effective. Okay, that's the answer. Okay. So once again, that's the real plan. You look at it in two frameworks. In terms of reality, the Esau hasn't changed. So therefore, if you're mafresh, he's a mafresh chalam and Esau. But if you look at it in terms of exeris akasav of p'tur, that's based upon the halacha that you follow, the reality of machshava here, so that's like a p'tur yotzei m'makom acher. So then it's a p'tur which was chal b'shas chiyuva, and it will not be pakol olamis. Okay? And it will not be pakol olamis. At the same time, it doesn't affect the reality of the chala, of the isa, because the isa is an isa b'shlemusa, which hasn't changed in reality. It's just been affected by a p'tur that the gavra's putter to take it, to take the chala from you, because you follow the realm of machshava, and since in the realm of machshava, it will have been putter, because he has in mind the lechale. So since we follow the realm of machshava, so it's putter now. Okay, so it's putter now. But it's a p'tur. What?
He's going point to the side that it could come back though.
Right.
He's going to the side that it could come back. He's
yeah,
going
to the north community.
You said the p'tur is olamus.
P'tur is olamus.
But this whole way of thinking is in the Ravid side, that it could come back. I don't know if that makes a difference in terms of the...
You're right. What you really say for the Rambam? That was a good question.
No, I will go with both of them. Both of them.
So even according to the Rambam, you could...
I don't think he's differentiating yet.
But even though...
He's saying that the Ravid has to hold the Rambam. He's going to differentiate. Now he's going to come back and he's going to explain why he doesn't.
So even according to Rambam, this thing is going to always be putter from chal.
Yeah.
If your mafresh chal would have a kriya shem.
That's right. It will always be putter. Because it was shas chiyuva. Because the iso was on meretz b'chiyuva. So shas chiyuva had an extraneous p'tur. And extraneous p'tur was because you follow the realm of machshava. So that p'tur is chal, and that p'tur is chal alamos.
So what's your shame?
But the p'tur, but the sharpness of the Reb Chaim here is that the p'tur is an extraneous p'tur because of the din machshava sheba. But it does not affect the isa, the shame of the isa in reality. And therefore, if someone is mafresh, so then it's considered hafrasha. So that's how it's possible if she changes her mind, and she'll be later chayevas b'chala. Okay? So she'll later be chayevas b'chala. So this hafrasha will be effective. Okay.
But the Rambam doesn't say
this afresh will be effective. Right. No, he's going according to the Ravid. Okay. So according to the Ravid, you've got to say that the Isa is not considered chalukah, nechlekes lushnayim, because otherwise there's no din afresh.
Right.
So you have to say the Isa is not considered nechlekes. It's considered a regular Isa, and therefore it has a din afresh. The only thing is that there's a p'tur, and the p'tur is, if she splits it up, she's going to split it up. But let's say she changes her mind, and she doesn't split it up, so then it'll be chayev. But then it'll come out that l'mafreya, the afrasha was good. The afrasha was good.
Very good.
Okay? So the only question is going to be, how could the writer not hold that it's a p'tur alumnus?
Right.
And why is he afraid of nimlach? Why doesn't he hold to p'tur alumnus? Okay. But both the Rambam and the Ravid have to maintain that it's shas chiyuvo and a p'tur. Okay. So that would seem to justify the Rambam. That's why it's a p'tur alumnus.
Right.
That's why we're not afraid of Shem and Timloch. But Shem and Timloch. But according to the Ravid, it's going to be difficult. That's the next paragraph of the Reb Chaim. Okay. So we wanted to add one thing to the Reb Chaim, to explain the Reb Chaim, that why is it that B'Shas Gilgul Ha'isa, a machshava that has to do with Shas Afriya, should take effect? That was our question, simple question. Why is it? He's omade now b'shas Gilgul Isa, and he has a machshava that b'shas Afriya is going to be mechalek, right? And the Reb Chaim says that that's a p'tur, because now if you follow his mind, it comes out it was baked split. He broke it in half before he baked it, so therefore it was baked p'tur. And if according to his machshava it was baked p'tur, it's going to be p'tur. So right now I know if I follow the realm of machshava, the realm of machshava is kind of like taking you into the future. That if you follow the realm of machshava, so the reality is his machshava. So his machshava is in the future, so that becomes the reality now, and that's why the p'tur is chal now. Okay? But the question we asked was, why is it in fact that since he's only Bishas Gilgula, how can he effectuate anything on that has to do with Shah Safiya? He's not only Bishas Safiya.
Right.
So what we wanted to say is that that Reb Chaim really holds, a little bit behind the scenes, that there's a Zika between the Gilgula Isra and Afiyasa Isra. There's a Zika between those two things. That Gilgula Isra automatically has a Zika to Afiyah. It's connected. It's connected like a Zika. It's the pre-actualization of Afiyah. That's what a Zika is. What is a Zika? Phoenicia's not fellously evil. So she has a din Zika. She's zuckably evil. She can't get married to anybody else. Is she married to the Yavam? No. Is she not married to the Yavam? Yes, she's not married to the Yavam. But she's in a state of pre-actualization of the marriage. And in a state of pre-actualization, she's Asa. Okay? So that's the same thing he's saying here. That there's a pre-actualization in the state of Gilgula Isra for the Afiyah. Okay. So that's why, even though the guy is Omei Bishas Gilgula Isra, he could still have a machshava that has validity in terms of Afiyah Isra. Okay. Now we wanted to go one step further and say that the realm of machshava in Chala is not just a realm benageya to Ptur, but it's a realm benageya to Chiyav as well. That the realm of machshava is recognized in Chala as the realm of reality, the realm which we follow. So just like with regard to Ptur, we say, that realm is telling me now that it will be, in fact, baked the chiluka. So if conversely, if the machshava is that he's not going to split it, so that realm of machshava is the reality that we follow in general in Hilchos Chala. Okay? All right. What we're saying, we're extending our plan a little bit. We're saying the Pain is the of Ptur, but we're saying it's not just a din of Ptur, it's a din of Ptur or Chiyuv. That the reality of Chala is determined by the Machshava Sagavra. The institution of Machshava is the institution by which we determine the reality of the processes of Chala. Okay. So now the first thing that becomes easy is the Rambam. The steer and the ram that we mentioned. You got the ram there? This the Rivera.
What's the case of Chiyuv?
That's what we're gonna.
Okay.
That was a
Parvov Halacha Zion. So the question that we asked was that the Rambam is so himself, because the Rambam says that Avala Osi Soliyavsha Bachama Vilvad Olavashla Bikdera Hare Ptura Menachala. So if he has a mind to Liyavsha Bachama, then he's Pater. And he concludes, why? She'ein Chayeves Bachala Ela Isa She'sofa Le'yofos Lechem L'may Chaladam. So you need, the only thing that's Chayev is an Isa that will be baked, we'll have afiyah for lechem, for machalah. In the very next halacha, Isa shallah shatchilu lasoso lasoso maiso chama on the next one. Oshishu balafosa pas, the shlimo lasoso maiso chama that originally started off with the Yisur to make it into Pas. But then what did he do in fact? He made it into Maisel Chamor, he baked it in the Chamor, so the Ram holds Chayavim. But the Ram just said, no, the only thing you Chayav is Chayav Mechala is an Yisur Shesofa Le'yafos Lechem Le'yafos Lechem. So you need a real Afiyah. And Maisel Chamor is no good. So how could it be if he starts off with Shein Pas and he's Mashlamit La'soso Maisel Chamor and he does in fact do Maisel Chamor? How could he be Chayav? So he said, that's the answer. The answer is because the reality of Challah is contingent upon two things. It's contingent upon reality, but it's also contingent upon the reality of the Das. So the Das determines the reality. So over here, when he first wanted to make it into Pas, so the Machshava was to bake it. So the Machshava determines the reality. So now we can say it's considered an Isa Shesofa Le'yafos Lechem, under which framework? Under the framework of Das. So the framework of Das is a framework of Challah. So therefore it comes out that it's Sofa Le'yafos Lechem under the framework of Das. And that we established that the framework of Das is just as much a framework for Hilchos Challah as an actual reality. So there are two frameworks for Challah. One is the reality that it was Nefes Pas, and the other is the Machshava that it's Nefes Pas. Okay? So that answers the Ramah. Okay, it was a hard question. So let's take the first question on the Ramban. After Ramban asks the question, what's the difference between Magdish? If he's Magdish to Isa and the Gilgul takes place like there at Gizbar, right? Mm-hmm. And then he takes it back and he is Ofer, where we say that he's Patur. And why is that different than the case of where he does the Gilgul to Isa, the Shemus of Golin, and then he changes his mind, and then we say that it's good because the Halach is that Maisa Motziya Midei Machshava. He says it's only waiting to be Nimlach. And the Maisa Sheva Sofa is Mochiach, that it's stronger than the Machshava of the Sevgana. And then we had a question also, so let's take that question. So the answer to that question is straightforward. That over here, we have a special halacha, that the machshava is a reality of chiyuv, just as much as the reality of patur. So therefore, once he has in mind that he changed his mind and he wants to do it l'shem lechem, so afia is in his mind. So the reality of afia is now chal. So that change of mind, that machshava, is not just equal to the machshava of Sevgana, because we say in Hilchos Challah the machshava is a reality. So therefore, when he did Sevgana, it was a machshava as patur, he was patur. But now he changed his mind, and his machshava is he's going to bake it. So the machshava of baking it brings forth the reality of actual afiyah. So that's why it's considered. That's why the Ramban says Maisa Sheva Sofa is Motzi Midei Machshava of Sevgana. Because since he has in mind that he's going to bake it, and the reality by Chal is you go according to the mind, so according to the mind it comes out he's going to be Chayav, because according to his mind he's baking it. And that's why this Machshava is considered a Maisa. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Hektish.
But by Hegdish, there's nothing to be. In other words, like this, by Sevgarim, it's a conflict between two machshavas. The machshava l'shem Sevgarim, which is not machayev, and the machshava l'shem lechem, which is machayev. But by Hegdish, There is no, it's not a contradiction in two machshavas. There simply is no chiyuv when the gizbar does. There's no gilgul. Over here there's gilgul with a p'tur. The gilgul with the p'tur is that he's doing l'shem sufganah. So the question is which machshava is gover? The machshava l'shem sufganah or the machshava l'shem pas? So there we say the machshava l'shem pas is gover. But because it's machshava shiyesh b'maisa, because the machshava counts as a reality. So therefore, we say that it's motzi midei machshava. But by the case of Hegdish, there was no Gilgul Issa. You're simply lacking Gilgul Issa. So therefore, it doesn't matter that the machshava is a maisa, but there's no Gilgul Issa. It's not non-existent. Okay. Just, you know, one thing. In other words, he's saying like this. Baisav Gunan, it's Gilgul HaYisa Shalom L'Shem Chiyuv. Because it's L'Shem Tzavgan.
Right.
So now, when he's Nimloch, and he has a mind to bake it, L'Shem Pas, so now in retrospect, it overrides the designation of the Tzavgan. So now it's Gilgul HaYisa L'Shem Pas. So that's why it's Chayav. Because the L'Shem Sufganah was Gilgul HaYisa. But it was Gilgul HaYisa Shalom L'Shem Chayuva. But Masha'ina came when the Gizbar does Gilgul. There's no Gilgul HaYisa at all. Because that's not considered Gilgul. It's like a God. But over here, it's the Yisrael that's doing the Gilgul. So there is Gilgul, but it's Gilgul Shalom L'Shem Chiyuva. But then the moment he changes his mind, and he has a mind to bake it, so then it's considered as if it's, according to the Machshava, it's Omed Le'ofos.
Right.
So it's Motzi Midei Machshava. So now it comes out, it defines the Yisa, Mitchilasa, as Gilgul L'Shem Chiyuva. That's what he says. That's his answer.
So it's not just the das; it's the das. The das is the culmination of the Gilgul HaYisa.
Right. His das to bake it is considered a maisa. His nimloch is considered a maisa. So it's motzi midei machshava, which was a designation of the Yisa l'shem, the shem sufganah, which was shelo l'shem chiyuv. But there was a Gilgul HaYisa there. But it was a Gilgul Shalom L'Shem Chiyuva. It's in the Halacha Sunnah, in Hilchos Chala. If you do Gilgul Shalom L'Shem Chiyuva, you're Pater.
Right.
But it's considered Gilgul Issa, Ayidei Yisrael. So when he changes his mind, so now it comes out of Mafreya that it really was Gilgul Issa L'Shem Chiyuva. And I will tell me, well, it's two opposite machshavas, one against the other. One says it's L'Shem Ptur, one says L'Shem Chiyuv. The answer is the one that says L'Shem Chiyuv prevails, because L'Shem Chiyuv you go b'as machshava and it's considered as if he baked it, like we said in the Rambam. Okay, so it's Maisa.
When I take it from the
Gizbar. I think Rav Pesach was saying the point. That's why the Ramban says that it's Mechosa Maisa. Because when the Gizbar does this, there's no Maisa Gilgul. But when the Yisrael does it, there's a Maisa Gilgul.
That's
right. It's a Maisa Gilgul for Ptur, as long as it's designated for Sufganah. That's the halacha. But he's motzi the designation by his machshava. And the machshava brings it all the way to the baking point, to the through to the afiyah, brings in the reality of the afiyah. So the reality of the afiyah is the Maisa. What's the Lashon Ramban again?
In the Ran, it's...
Where's the Maisa Shebesof? Our question was, that's not till later. But the answer is now we see that the realm of Machshava is the reality. So since the realm of Machshava is the reality, so the Maisashev itself is brought into this reality. So therefore, it's Chayef.
That's good.
Okay? The Maisa is mostly the name Machshava.
And then the question of the inverse case?
And the Sufganim you're saying is not a Maisa?
The Sufganim is a Maisa, but it's a Maisa Shein Bochiyuva.
The original Machshava.
Machshava is
Oh, the Machshava of the Sufganim?
The original Machshava, yeah.
That is going to bake it as Sufganim?
Right.
Yeah, what isn't it? The equal weight as Machshava for a bread later.
That's a Machshava, that's a Patur.
Yeah, Ken is right. Because the Machshava of the Machshava of Sufganim is a Gilgul Shel Patur. In a Gilgul Shel Patur, there's no Zika to the Afiyah. There's only a Zika to the Afiyah where you have a Gilgul Shel Chiyuva. And then there's a Zika to the Afiyah. But if it's Gilgul Shel Patur, Sufganim, there's no Zika to the Afiyah. So it's just his das is just that this Issa right now is an Issa of Sufganim. At the moment he has in mind Lechem, so then there's a Zika automatically to the Afiyah. And that's what brings in the Maisa. The Zika to the Afiyah brings in the Maisa. Because if it didn't Maisa, it didn't Machshav.
That's the Issa.
What?
Entity in
Right. Okay, is it clear?
So why, if there's no Zika initially, so then why does the Machshava of Sufganim register? When you're saying that the reason why, from the Rukhaim, why Machshava registers is because there's a Zika?
Yes.
So if there's no Zika to Sufganim, why should the Machshava of Sufganim matter? If Issa right now, who cares what you have in mind?
So Ken is hearing the following. He says, now maybe we can understand the first Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim's first reason was, he seems to say that Bishum Oifin, he's very adamant about it, that if you had in mind to be Mechalik, you can never say that it's that means that it can't be after Afiyah. But why not? Because Afiyah really is the thing that creates the Chiyuv.
Right.
So why is he so adamant about the fact that after Afiyah is just as good as before Afiyah in his Das? Why don't I say no? His Das is only good if it's before Afiyah. Because that's when Hilchas Chala are involved, but after Afiyah it's too late. But what he's saying, what Ken wants to say, is because at that point the client wasn't learning that there's a Zika between the Lisha and the Afiyah. So therefore, if you say you have Das Lachalik as a Poter, you have to say it's because the Das Lachalik is Chal now, not because there was no Zika to Afiyah. So it doesn't matter whether it's before Afiyah or after Afiyah. Das Lachalik is Chal the moment he has a Das. That's a good thing. I like that. That's very good. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. Okay, so we're up to the second question on the Ramban. So the second question on the Ramban is, why doesn't it work both ways? So we should say that if he started off for bread, and then he switched to Sufganim, so why does it work that way too? So the answer is because there's a Zika from the Issa to the Afiyah. So the Zika from the Issa to the Afiyah renders the Afiyah extant. But with regard to the Sufganim, there is no Zika. So therefore, because Sufganim is Patur, so therefore there's not going to be any Din Maisa when he changes his mind by Sufganim. Because since there's no Zika, So there's no possibility to actualize to actualize the afia. So there's no maisa. Okay? One second. Yeah. Okay. So now we have one more question.
The
Rabbeinu Tam?
Right.
Right. So what was the problem with the Rabbeinu Tam? The problem with the Rabbeinu Tam was that how does he say that you make a motzi on it? What does Chi of Chala have to do with Birkas HaMotzi? Right?
Mm-hmm.
So our answer was that according to Rabbeinu Tam, according to Rabbeinu Tam, we learned a little differently. That the Zika to the Afia indicates that the main thing is the Isa. So when you see the thing that's in front of you, you ask, where did it come from? So we say that it came from the Isa. Because the Isa is the Iker. And that's why the Isa has a Zika to the Afia, not vice versa. Because the Iker is the Isa. Of course, again, you can't go backwards, but the Iker is the Isa. So therefore, when I see the thing, when I see the finished product in front of me, even though it's of Gunan, but I ask, where does it come from? Where is the Iker from? So the Iker of the Esau comes through. So therefore it's considered as if the Esau is Bafanov. Because the Iker is the Esau. So now, as long as it's royal achila, even if it's in the form of sufganin, but the fact remains, where did this, what is the source of this? What's the source of this ochel? And we say the source of this ochel is the iso, because that's the iker. So whenever you have an iso, and you have it royal achila, so you always say that it's the iso that is really the source and the essence of that which is before you. So if that's the case, so it comes out that in front of him, that Omei Bafanov is the Esau. So he has to make a Motzi Lechem Min Haaretz, because that's, you make a bracha on that which is Omei Lefanecha. And since the Esau is the Iker, and as long as it's royal achila, I say it's the Esau. The only thing Rabbeinu Tam was specific was, does that halacha that I say the Iker is the Esau, does that have a din of its, does it actually place it in front of him? Or is just the halacha benageya techala? That the Esau is the Iker, and I say that that which is royal achila is defined by the Isa. Is it simply defined by the Isa? Or it's really considered like the Isa's Omeid Lefanov? Because that's the halacha of Zika over here, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that the Iker is always the Isa. So the only question in his mind is, do I say merely that it defines the nature of the substance? So the nature of the substance is Isa. Even though it's sufkinin, even though the way it became royal achila was through sufkinin, but if there was an isa, so the isa is what counts. Or do I say more than that? I say not simply that it's defined by the isa, but it's ki'ilu ha'isa omedes lefanov, because that's really the essence. So if I say it's ki'ilu ha'isa omedes lefanov, so and the Isa has a shame lechem, so he has to make a bracha motzi lechem in arts, because that's what's only be fun of. The The only question is, why does Rabbeinu Tam require Tzuras HaPas? So the answer, in other words, it could be finished like Sufganim. But and that's Reil Achila. But if it doesn't have Tzuras HaPas like Lokshin, so then you wouldn't say Motzlech Min Haaretz. Why? Because if it doesn't have Tzuras HaPas, then there's no relationship between the Yisu and between what's in front of you. Because Esau is Omedes Lepas. So if it's Reil Achila and it's of Gunan, so then it still has Tzuras HaPas. So as long as it has Tzuras HaPas, so I say it has Tzuras HaPas.
So you can look at the history.
And the Iker, what does it come from? The Shem Esau is really prevails in the Ocha, because the Shem Esau is the Iker. So I don't care that it's Sufganim, but it has Tzuras HaPas, and the Iker is the Esau. So again, the only question is, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is it the Shem Esau that defines it because it's the Iker, in which case it wouldn't make a Motzi, it's just Allah and Chala, or do I say no, that it's considered Ki Ilu HaEsau Medes L'Farav? And if it's Omedes L'Farav and it has a Shem Lechem, so I'll have to make the bracha of a Motzi Lechem in Haaretz.
Question?
Yeah.
But isn't there like a general halacha in brachos that if the tzura is like degraded, that you go down a bracha?
See what he says? Is min amotzi peturin. They're pata from the bracha of a Motzi Lechem in Haaretz. So apparently he holds on the other side, that reflects the other side, that if it's only b'fonecha, so then you're not potter from the Motzi Lechem in Haaretz, because the din lechem resides in the Esau. And that's going to be mechayev you on what's in front of you to say a Motzi Lechem in Haaretz. And then you can't have more than one bracha. So that's why you'd be chayev in a Motzi. In other words, he says, and where he negates it, he gives you the svar. You know what I mean? What does he say? He says, ain't that?
He says, the Mrs. Chayav Bechala, the Mrs. Chalav Odin Isa, the Chsiv Arish Hosechem, the Hosh Ayim Tchila Isa Chayav Bechala, the Mina Motzi Peturim.
The Mina Motzi Peturim. What do you mean Peturim?
It's funny
Russian, right? It's funny Russian. He should say, Avalon Motzi in Bechasla.
Right.
He says Min Amotzi Peturin. Why? Because the reason why he holds Yechayev and Amotzi is because the din of Chala renders the Esau Omei Bifonecha. That's essentially Esau. And Esau is the din Lechem. So Yechayev on the Shevach of Amotzi Lechem and Haaretz, because that's what's in front of you. So it's only because of Chala.
That's cool. Because otherwise there's no Shem Lechem.
Otherwise no Shem Lechem. That's right. Because Chala, I mean, in order to have Chala, the Arisho Seichem has a Chala Shem Lechem.
So is Zomotzi like a different kind of a bracha? It's like a Chiyuv?
Yeah, well, it's a Birkas Shevach. But usually you'd make it on the finished product of bread.
Right.
But over here, even though it's not, but since Legabe Chala is considered as if the Isa is Omid Lefanecha, so you're going to be Chayev, so that'll be Mechayev. So Rabbeinu Tam holds that the Bracha will be determined by what's in front of you. And what's in front of you is really Isa, is defined by the Isa. So therefore, since that's the essence and Esau's lechem, so you're mechuyev to be mishabeach Motzi Lechem in Haaretz, and the derech achila is canceled. Derech achila, I would say barman emezonos, but the answer is, but you can't do that now because since the Esau is the essence, and that is a shem lechem, so you're chayev in that shevach. Once you're chayev in that shevach on the Esau, So then you're putter from everything else. Of course, the whole reason for bracha rishana is because us lord and leonis menolam is below bracha. So you have the bracha, but that's definitely his lashon. Because he doesn't say shein berchas hamotzi. He says he's putter from motzi. Why is he putter? Because the east is not omeg lefanov.
And putter's a shiur, the same thing. He's not going to say.
It's a different hamotzi.
Right.
It's not an amotzi on Kviya Suda. It's an amotzi on the Chal Hashem Lechem. And the Chal Hashem Lechem is determined by the fact that the Ikar is the Isa. That's a Benetan. His Lashon is really shows what he's thinking. Right, so it's a question. Do I say, what would Benetan say if it was Pachas Mikashir? Would he say that it really has a Shem Isa? But it's not nishlam, so therefore b'negei to chiyuv chala, it's true there's no chiyuv chala, because it's not nishlam. But in quality it is chala, so therefore the same principles will work, that the isa is a metas lefonov, but it's paras mikashir, so you'd have to make a motzi lechem in aretz. Or do we say no, that it's a qualitative difference, and when you have a shir, that's when you have a chala shem isa. But less than a shear is not a chalash in Nisa. That's the question. In other words, the definition of Isa is lechem achayev es b'chala. That's all you have to say. Like, yeah, you can say the other way too. Yeah, so the question is like this. I make lakshin. So I make a lot of lakshin, so I have a big Isa.
Right.
So I'm definitely going to be chayev and chala. But the lakshin doesn't have tzuras apas, so I'll make mezonos. So why don't I say that the Iker is the Esau, and therefore you should make a Hamotzi? Yeah. Just like Rabbi Tam always holds. Like Sifgonim. Like by Sifgonim, what difference does it make? Yeah. Maybe to round it off a little bit. That, in other words, that if it doesn't have to reach the Dinamo, it doesn't have any shame lechem b'negei et achila. So therefore, you can't make the bracha motzi lechem. Because motzi lechem in aretz means that it has to have a shein lechem b'negei et achila. So if it's sufkinin, so it has to reset an amo, so it has the tzuras pas, so then at least then the bracha could be shayach to it. And it has din lechem, so you chayef. But if it doesn't have to reset an amo, in derech achila, it doesn't have a shein lechem at all. So therefore, it's not possible to make a motzi lechem in aretz if it doesn't have to reset an amo, tzuras apas. But if it has tzuras apas, even though it's sifganim, but since it has tzuras apas, and the ikar is the isa, so therefore the isa's the lechem is b'fonof. But in other words, you're saying the bracha of a motzi lechem in aretz has to have a bishayach in derech achila, so it has to be namo. It has to be shaykh. It's not shaykh. It's like Aaron says. It's not shaykh. It's going to be bracha latola. Because you're not identifying anything. That's good. In other words, that b'negeya to the bracha of amotzi lechem, so that you're going to be chayiv because it's lechem. So it's lechem b'fonav. But b'negeya to the bracha chorona, it will be the same as possible b'kista. Unless he was kavayas with it. That makes sense. Yeah, the Rambam says, was it Perek Vav, Perek Zayin? Perek Zayin, I think it is. Where he says, you're not allowed to try to bypass the Chiyuv Chala. You're not allowed to try to bypass the Chiyuv Chala. And he says that you're not allowed to try to bypass it by making it less than a shiur. So the question is, why? Less than a shiur, machayev? Well, why are you calling me bypass?
It's tassayin.
What?
It's tassayin.
Yeah, it's in Perek Vav. Hold on a second. Hold on. Just a, yeah. Yeah, the Rambam is in Vav Tezayin. Asu lo adam lasas isaso, pachos pachos mikishir, kidei lepatra min achala. Amafresh chala meisa, shehi pchusu mikishir, lo asa klum, areichu mikisha isa. So why aren't you allowed to patty yourself by making it less? Who says I'm chayav, I have to be chayav achala? And most people, when they bake stuff, they're usually happy that it's less.
Right.
So, but I guess if you only want to make a small amount, you can't be mechayev to make more. But you're not allowed to split it in half
right.
in order to avoid it. So apparently, in Hafreshes Challah, there's a kiyum shevach. Vaya b'chol chamin lechem aretz, challah tarimu suma. Kesumas garm kantarosa. So the there's a shevach on voy bachocha milachem arts. So it's a shevach on the arts to be mafresh chala. A fresh is a shevach. So that's why. So that's what was the question that we had before.
So you can't set. You can't pot to yourself.
Oh, that's why the term made the system. The question is why the term made the system.
Right.
That it should be mechayev you. Right away, and with the Zika, but the Zika reflects on the past, which is now, and you mafresh from these. Why did the Torah wait until it's cooked already? But the answer is because since it's a kiyum shevach, so it wanted the shevach to be chal right in the haschala, in the first, the beginning process. That's like Rabbeinu Tam, that in the very first process. Of making bread, you chayev it. Because the Shevach, the Torah in the framework of Shevach, wanted to make it immediate. That as soon as you come to this process already, you're already involved in bread, so you chayev in Shevach. So you chayev challah tarimu mitzvah. So that would be very good. Why you have this system. It would explain something else also, like I said yesterday. The next Reb Chaim, he wants to say, that even though that when you mix flour and water, so the halacha is that you could take challah then. So the question is, what kind of svar is that? The Nosav Lotaimo. And he says that's the Gzeiras HaKosav. Because the Gzeiras HaKosav of the Chi of Challah, since the Hafreshes Challah is a Shevach, so it's anticipatory. It anticipates what's going to happen. And that's the nature of the Chi of. That's the whole thing with the Zika, with the idea of the Zika. I think it fits nicely.
You want to start a new?
Yeah, so we're picking up
You want to put this on the Shavushi or you want to put it on a separate track?
Oh, didn't we did half of it on the Shavushi already.
So you want to put on the Shavushi?
Yeah. Okay. So, I guess you want to take it on a separate track, you can just take it off. Lift the beginning and the end.
Right.
Okay. But it doesn't matter what we do now.
Well, then,
no, it doesn't.
Just start a new track here, then, no?
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. Doesn't matter. I shall refuse that.
In your Mokach Miza?
I shall refuse. You get stuff from before. I shall refuse that. So, yeah. There I arrive at Sheikh Shemei Osi Sosokav and Kivan Doach Abosim Lassel Chalei Avi Yisa Gemur Kishir Rak Ptur Ba'almo Yidu Rami Allah. That's what we said. The Ptur of the system of Machshava. That's like it's Osimei Alma. Okay. Yes. The Shapitzorach Lios Dina the Nefteris Liolam the time of the B'shas Chavosah Hoy Sabtur. Yeah, I want to comment. What you said yesterday was very good to explain the first part. There's no Zika. That's the answer. That's right. That proves that he's operating with that idea. Yeah. I can mention yesterday that when you learn the first part of the Reb Chaim, you have a hard time why he's so certain that the... that if he has in mind to be mafresh challah, if he has in mind to split it, that it doesn't make any difference whether he splits it whether he splits it after the Afiyah or before. Now there's a big difference, because before the Afiyah is that's Shasriyullah. But the answer is because over there he's not operating with Zika. So if there's no Zika, so you can't say that it's the Afiyah. He has no right to even relate to the Afiyah. So it's just that we say that because he has mine now, it's Chal now. So it doesn't make any difference when. That's the first argument of Rabbi Chaim. It's very good. He brought it out. It's a raya that he's operating with that Svar of Zika. Okay. So where are we up to now? Valkinir Mochach Miza.
Valkinir Mochach Miza. The Galadas arrived on Manasa Chalik lo Michshav Kichalik. So it's clear the Rive is not holding by the Svar that it makes it like it's Chalik now. The Cholap Tor shall also Isa Manasa Chalik, Kukumashikas Das Rambam. And the whole Tor is like we say in the Rambam, Mishim the Kivan the Choshev Alei Shalo Yehe Bakishir Bishas Chalo Shem Lachem, Shu Iker Hamachaye Bechala. Akim, if they're Bahachi, it's because of his Machshava when he's making the, when he's kneading the dough, that it's not going to have the Shir of Chala when it becomes Lechem, which is the primary Machayev Chala. That's why you have a Tor now. So now, what sense could the rabbit really compare it to the case we're making pachas mikashir? Because now the rabbit is not saying anymore that's really chaluk. It really is like a full shear of chala. I mean, full shear of isa.
Right.
Who mishum the rabbit's sphere the yisodim p'tor zesh almanasa chalik hu the shear chala should be isa below lechem in a moel lischayev b'chala. Do you want to translate that, Rabbi?
Yeah. The Yesod Din Ptur Zeshel Al Manasa Chalik, who the Shir Chalik Sheb Isa B'lo Lechem Eina Moa L'Schayev B'Chala. So it means that the sheer challah that exists now, without the din of lechem, because he has in mind that he's going to split it, so it's lacking the din of lechem. So the nimtza, so therefore. It's only going to be chayiv. It's only going to be chayiv if it will be lechem. If it will be lechem, even though now it's a full shear, and since he has in mind that he's going to break it up, so it will never be chayiv as lechem. It will never be chayiv as lechem. So that's where the p'tur comes from. That's the tour.
Well, now he's saying there's no. His first step says not even shasriyah.
Now he's saying that it's not that it's considered as if it's cholok now. Now it's a complete iso. But the fact that he has in mind, and we go according to his machshava, that he's going to bake it pachas mikashir, so there is no din afia. So he can't be mitzaref to this iso. A din lechem. So that's why he's putter. And that p'tur is a lamas. Okay.
The nimtza, the isa zu din achalak. That isa atzma begufa harihi isa shlema kashir. So if I look at isa itself, it is a full shir. V'achta machshavas chila gorim lachoba p'tura b'chesem shir. And it's true that the intent, the machshava that you're going to split up in the future, causes it to have the patur of lacking shear now, אשר על כן שפר חלק דין אחיו שלך עלה מדין חלוס הקריאה שם שלך עלה. So this distinction results in a distinction between whether the afrash is good or whether it's chayv and chala. The lenyan chalos kriya shem, in order to be have a good afrasha, kiva de dina de ena moala machsheva schilek she'achakach.
It doesn't make a real
chilek.
Okay. So since alkein, v'meila de lesba lenyan zesh shum din chesun shir klal. So it doesn't, in terms of the question of whether you have the shear now, or it doesn't make a difference what you can do afterwards. So all you care is the proper shear right now. So it is, it's a good afrasha. In terms of the chiyav, it matters what you plan on doing in the future. And the nature of the p'tur is of chesron, you're lacking shear. In kim and mele, he shava v'zela chesron shear mamish. So that's equivalent to the framework of the chiyav, as if it's actually missing the shear in reality right now. The lo chashiva shaschov as a klal, in which case like it's like kabin, where it's not shaschov at all. Choseres mischayev as beshal mashir, in which case when you rejoin it or change your mind, then be chayev kiten isa pachas mikashir.
Yeah, just a second.
What? The first way
of the saying is like this. You're saying that this Esau comes under two frameworks. One framework is the framework of the, based upon the Esau itself. So there it's Kashir.
Okay.
But then, when you speak in terms of Chiyav and Ptur, then it comes under another framework. Over there we say that since he's going to break it up, So this Esau will never have a tziruf lechem, because it's tziruf lechem be pachas mikashir. So it has a din of pachas mikashir, and that's why it's pater. So in the framework of what it is as a substance, it's really a shir. It's a full-fledged Esau. But when it comes to the chiyav challah, the framework of chiyuvim, that's a different framework. Chiyuvim and Pturim. Over there, it comes under the din of Chasashir. And therefore, in terms of the, when I look at it in the framework of Chiyuv, it's not Shaschavasim.
Right. If you add on to later, it will be.
So if you add on later, it will be. So it won't be a Ptur Lamas.
Like
because you have to split it. That it really is an Issa. Because the Ptur was Yotze Mimakam Acher.
Right.
So it doesn't affect the Issa. So the Issa is really B'Shleimus and has a full Chalashem Issa.
Mm-hmm.
But B'Nageya Techayuvim and Pturim, that's a different system.
Right, and you're
sharing
a lot.
And now you have a Ptur that's Osim Me'alma. Because of the fact that you're following Machshava. So in that framework of Turim and Chiyuvim, it has a din of Chatzishir. And it's not Shas Chiyuvim. In other words, there's two frameworks here. There's a framework of what it is, and there's a framework that is tied to the concept that you go by what he thinks, Machshava. That Machshava is the arbiter when it comes to Chiyuvim. So if you add a Machshava that you're going to break it up, that gives it a reality vis-a-vis Chiyuvim that it's broken up. So now it has a din of Pachas Mekashir vis-a-vis Chiyuvim. So that's what he means when he says that Deisa Zu Dina Cholok. Okay, the Isas Mugufare Isa Shlema. But he says, yeah. So then there's no Chasar Shir Klal. Mashen Kimli Lenin Achiev Shalchal. Shomolo Ha Machsheva Schiluk Lepatra. Then you go by Machshava. So in that framework is going to be Pachsimik Yashir. In the framework of Chiyuvim and Pturim. Because that goes by That goes by machshava. Machshava is the reality there.
Because the ikar chiyuv is lechem, the ikar mechayev chal is lechem. That's why he does that.
Because, in other words, because when it comes to chiyuvim, the reality is the machshava. The reality is determined by the machshava, not by what it is. So therefore, since you make recourse to machshava, and the machshava is going to split before the baking, so there's no afia that's mitzuref to it. So it has a din of, so it's as good as being a parchment kashir now. But that's only insofar as the system of chiyuv. Mm-hmm. We make recourse to the thinking process. But, and that's a p'tur b'me'almo, because you have to make recourse to the thinking process, it's a separate type of system. But without that system of chiyuv and p'tur, it's a full shear.
Right. I mean, and the mechayiv is like the lechem of the machshava.
Right.
And if that lechem of the machshava is not a shear, it's not a mechayiv.
That's right.
In reality, in front of us on the table is not what we're worried about.
What do you mean?
The Issa. The reality of a 5-pound Issa on the table is not what we're worried about.
Right.
No.
Doesn't have it, or does it show that he doesn't have it?
The Issa, that's just a question of whether you can be mafresh or not. But the Mechayev is the Machshava of a Lechem and of his proper Shear in the future.
Right, that's right.
So since your Machshava is a Lechem of Pachas Big Shear, there's no Mechayev?
There's no Mechayev. And why not? Because you're gonna break it up before you bake it.
Right. So the lechem of your machshava has to have the shear also. You need the shear and the lechem of what you're intending to make.
Right.
Also, there's just no machayev that comes about through his machshava, really.
Right.
So you see, his machshava is the machayev. That's right.
It's a different system of machshava.
Machshavas lechem is the machayev, really.
That's right.
And once that machshavas is set to be machalek, you can't change it.
Can't change it.
Why is that?
No, forget about changing it. We're not going into that. Okay. The nearer the das arrived, the gam name of the chashiva shaschovoso gam came, even if you wanted to say it's considered shaschovoso, gam came chazar sumas chayevis bahashlamas l'shir. Now he's going on and saying, even the rival really would hold that even if you would say it's considered Shas Chavosa, and you wouldn't go, you'd go by the other Issa, and you say it's Shas Chavosa, he still would say that you can't, that if you're mashlim the shir, you're going to be chayev. Why? But why don't I say that Shas Chavosa, and I had a p'tur?
Right.
Yeah. He says, "Mishum d'lo nemahach din the p'tur shel Shas Chavosa poteres la'olam." Because when do I say that there's a p'tur that's olamas if the p'tur is in the chal Hashem in the chefza? Come on, nachri v'hekdush k'domim, Hashem kem b'chefza shiurim. That's my chefza, let's be shum tzad p'tur. V'rak chesra shir b'lvad, b'zeh lo chayel b'shum din hafkos lo mechov v'chal. Kivin the gam b'shaito, In other words, in order to generate a p'tur lomas, you have to have a chal Hashem. And pachas mekashir is not a chal Hashem, it's just as no chiyuv. So you can't generate a p'tur lomas if you don't have a shem p'tur. What's a p'tur? You didn't have a shir. That's not a p'tur, that's just not a chiyuv. So you can't generate that and not a non-chiyuv. And say that there's a non-chiyuv alamas. It's only if it's a p'tur, a sufgan. So you say there's a chal Hashem, so then you can generate alamas. So even if you were to say that a shas chiyuv, you still can never have a p'tur alamas. Okay. So now he says.
Unless you'll dichuk.
Yeah, now he goes to the brachah.
There was this question about whether it's shas chovasa or not.
What's that?
Originally he was saying that according to the Rav, it's not shas chovasa.
Right.
And now he's saying you could say it's shas chovasa.
Even if you would want to say that.
Right, so that, what's that? The question is, if your machshava of lechem is missing shear, is that machayev you or not? What's that question of whether it's shas chovasa or not?
The question is, do I say that the reason why it's pater is because in the system of chiyev and p'tur, you go by the machshava, and that machshava tells you that it's pachas mekishir.
Therefore, it's not shas
chovasa. Therefore, it's not shas
chovasa. Okay.
Or what if I would say, what if I say you look at the isa? You don't look at the, you look at the whole thing.
Even for mekachiv, you look at the isa.
Yeah, look at the isa.
Okay.
And the isa is shas chovasa.
Okay.
Okay. Because it's an isa shlema. Still in the world, he says. Or if you say, or if you say that it's maybe in other words, if you say, even if you would say that it is still shas chovasa,
mm-hmm.
not because you go by the isa. Was he going to say go by the isa?
But as shas chovasa.
No, all he's saying is a very simple thing. That you want to say here that there's a p'tur alamus.
Right.
You cannot generate a p'tur alamus where there's no shame. That's what he's saying.
Right, but how does he get the shas chovasa?
No, so he says it's not totally in the fact that it's not shas chovasa. Even if it were shas chovasa, you still can't generate a shame p'tur if there's no shame p'tur, it's just b'chus mekashir.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So it's not totally in that. That's what he's saying.
Not that he means...
Not that he means change his mind.
No, because he comes back to it.
Right.
That he really doesn't hold shas
chovasa. Right. Right, he doesn't hold shas chovasa.
Right.
But he's just saying that there's another argument why he can't be generated alumnus. Because he has nothing to generate alumnus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's what he's saying. So now he says like this. Of old, Ubachim is born to... Ubachim is born to re-arrive it. Shekosav is Elishana. Vod, the Kangalan, the Indichi, Eitzel Mitzvahs. The Yechazev, Yechazek, Yushishma Lochayev. Ad Kamashana. Asher Lachara ain't moving, a mover. My Shaita Hocha Bachala, Adin de Indichi, Eitzel Mitzvahs. Vola Bachala Tnanda, Moisa Petura, Bashas Chavasa, Petura Lomas. So what kind of dicha is on mitzvahs? The tzarachin, achan lafizeh, harei nicha. The chilud din b'shas chovasa, haisab p'tur midin dichui, til din b'shas chovasa, haisab p'tur, tzricha dafka shiachol ba'oz, dover apotro, v'lo b'chesron shir av yalma, the less b'zeh shim chaloz din shal p'tur. Masha'ini came b'din dichui, kol shiru chol ba'oz, Al kol ponam achiv shel chala, yia me'ezatam sheyia chol badin dichui. Asher ken zeo sheyish arrived. Me'od ein dicha etzal mitzvah, so slom da din de b'shas chavasa, hois a p'tur b'la hachi, lo shayach b'p'tur de chesem shir. Ki yin les b'zah shim chalos din shal p'tur, b'afka b'etzim ha'chefsa. Chol ma sheyish lodun b'zeh rak mishim dichui. In other words, what he's saying is like this.
Well, since there's no shame.
As long as there's shas chiyuv and there was no chiyuv chal, then
there's no chol sham shaptur, right?
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah, in other words, there's no chal sham here of tour. So what do you have here? Simply a lack of chiyuv. So a lack of chiyuv, you can't generate a lack of chiyuv. You can only generate a lack of chiyuv if you hold the yesh dicha yesh mitzvahs. So then even though it's only a lack of chiyuv, you say that it'll affect it alumnus. But in the regular case, we're not in Kachim, where there's no din of ein dichayetzel mitzvahs. In order to generate a lomus, you must have a certain thing, which is a shir. I mean, which is sure. which is a shame p'tur. So in order to generate it, you need a shame p'tur. Masha ain't a kain, if you're going to say that it's because it lacks in shir, and that's why you want to generate a lomus. That lack of shir, you can't generate a lomus. It's not a chal Hashem. The only thing lack of shir could do is that it'll cause it to be not chayiv at that moment. Because it's an absence of chiyuv. So for an absence of chiyuv to be a p'tur lomus, you have to come on to a dichei etzel mitzvahs.
Right. Well,
you have to say it's just chiyuv. So even if it were shas chiyuv, so you still would, unless you make recourse to yesh dichei etzel mitzvahs, unless you say that, it's still never going to be p'tur lomus.
Right.
That's discussion of Rama.
That over here, it's not really a Dichlo Lomas because you have no Chal Hashem. So the only thing you have is that you lack a Chiyuv. Now you can't perpetuate a lack of Chiyuv unless you held Yesh Dichlo Yesel Mitzvahs. So you see, it went through a time zone where it was no Chiyuv. So then it's Nizcha, a Lomas. But there's no substance of Chal Hashem to perpetuate a lomus. So that's why it brings that in. So now go ahead, the Lord is saying next. The king of the Kamalai Divyatzal Mitzvahs, Alkein Echot Zev Echot Zev, Kim Shishlamal of Chayiv. The names of Divya arrived, Shtei HaSogosim. Chodo, the Ma Bein Zel Osi, Soso Kavim. Because now I'm saying that it's considered choluk. Because with regard to the completion of the process, I go by his mind, and the lechem part is going to be pachas mikashir. Who can avoid baramam shem the whole pachas mikashir lochash shaschova klal lepachol lolam.
Pretty good, huh?
I mean, for us or for him?
Just argue on the...
Okay, the last leg of the Rapayim. It's on Daf. In the older system, which is the one I recommend, Daf Mem Zayin Amar Aleph, and Uladasa Rambam Nira. Okay. All right, so we're gonna take that part of the Rapayim. Okay. So the way we want to explain the Rapayim now is simplicity itself. All he's saying is that according to the Ravid, you have a system, a secondary system of a system of Machshava. So the system of Machshava causes the future to be worked back into the present. So you have no shir. That's the nature of the Ptur. According to the Rambam, it's not a secondary system of Machshava. It's just the fact that you have Machshava, that you're going to have the Lechem Ptur, breaks the Zika between the Isa and between the Afiyah. And once you have no Zika, you have no Chiyuv. The Machshava, by definition, breaks the Zika. And you need the Zika in order to be Chayiv. So once you break the Zika, because you want to be Pater, so you have Machshava's Ptur, so if there's no Zika, so there's no Chiyuv. Because there's no relationship between the Isa and between the Lacham. Very simple. Okay?
But doesn't he seem to be...
Okay, so now we're going over our Chaim inside. So he's saying, in the first part, he's saying, the imishimu ala rechbislam, kivin dal kolpon mi kishir chala bo de iso, shu shan stibul shap mol zos l'slav b'chala. Okay, so he's saying that, so in other words, he's saying it's really one system, it's not two systems. So since you have a shir iso, so that's it. So now you have a shir iso, you're chayef, period. Okay, go ahead.
Goremis lo lischai b'chala, al kivin choshev alea shebishas chalos din lechem shebat hei petura. Memele petura gam mehashta. Ulahachi udahani ha dekech yiv lechem.
Ulahachi udahani ha.
Ulahachi udahani ha.
This is why this is effective. Why?
Come after ha?
That's what I think.
Okay. Ulahachi udahani ha. The Iker Chiyav Chala Tali B'Shem Lechem. The Chol Shechashev Alei Aliyos P'Nifteres Be'Eis Lechem Mifter Agam Mehashta. The Nimtza the Machsheves L'Chalka Hu Rag Gorim L'Meichel Ba'Din P'Tur Ayde Machsheves P'Tur Shal Shas Lechem.
That's what I'm saying, because it breaks the Zika.
So why is it called the P'Tur?
That's the P'Tur.
I thought you were saying that was never a Chiyav to begin with, because it breaks the Zika.
No, there is a chiyuv to be with, because it's an ish shleim,
right?
So it has a chiyuv. But now you came along, you broke the zika, so you created a p'tur.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Avalo dechaser b'mehashta din shiurim ha'machayev b'chala. Asher akein shaper mekarya shas chavasa machshavas p'tur apodra l'olam. Even the BMS Chal Ba'ata Din Shir Machay B'Chala Zerak Din Nifter on Mishim Machshavas Ptur Shal Shas Lechem.
Okay. I think it's similar. He's just not, the way he wrote it is a little funny, but everything he writes fits in. Okay.
The way we read it the first time was funny.
What's that?
The way we read it was funny the first time.
That's right. Well, the Rav said his writing was very bad because he wrote it over and over because he wanted to try to explain it more and explain it again. Maybe this guy won't understand this. Try to make it simple. You try to simplify it again and again. But I think the way we're learning, it's very. That's the underpinnings of what he's saying.
Mm-hmm. Problem is he understood it too well when he wrote it. So it only makes sense if he understands it as well as he did.
I think he's trying to be Masbrit. Mashenikin,
arrived to really the etzem machshavas chilut shebishas lechem mikri chesron v'hafkas chovas shir
gam
ata mishum de shir chala shebisa b'lo lechem ein emol is chay b'chala.
So what does that mean? Because you need to have lechem, and since you have machshava vis-a-vis lechem, that it's putter, so therefore right now it's putter.
Right.
That's right. Okay, fits it perfectly. Couldn't be better. I mean, he could have written it better, but I can't help it. In other words, what Reb Chaim is saying over here, the very last part of Reb Chaim, he's saying there's a difference between when there's no Zika and when you break the Zika. When there's no Zika, so there's no Chiv at all. So then you could always be Machayev. But when you break the Zika, that's a Ptur. So when you come in with a Machshav and you break the Zika, that's a Ptur. Because there's a Chiv, and you're breaking the Zika. So that's a Ptur Olamas. Just very simple. Okay.
What's the other side?